Okay, welcome to Technocratic Tyranny News. Let's start with this. Okay, welcome to Technocratic Tyranny News. It's Sunday, the 2nd of October, and I'm broadcasting from my kitchen, which is now a radio studio and podcast studio for the time being, at least. I need to find a good chair to go under the kitchen worktops, and then I'll be completed. I don't think a bar stool would work, but something similar, something a bit higher than your average chair. We'll see if I can source a decent chair, and then the setup will be more or less complete. So today I've got an article that just showed up on MSN. It's an article in The Guardian quoting an article in The Daily Telegraph. It's a little bit convoluted, but this is The Guardian's version. And the headline is, Starmer urges Tory MPs to work with Labour to restore some semblance of economic sanity. And it was updated at 10:33 this morning. Keir Starmer has used an article in the Sunday Telegraph to encourage Conservative MPs to work with Labour to overturn aspects of the mini-budget, which was last Friday, just over a week ago. And the quote from the article is, for the vast majority of those who still live in the reality-based community, tethered to gravity and maths, it's clear what's happened. The markets do not believe in the fantasy economics of untrammeled borrowing and unfunded tax cuts any more than the average person on the street does. They do not believe in the myth of trickle-down economics, where making the richest richer magically benefits everyone else. Eroding our tax base, just as there are pressures for spending, is not just bad economics or childlike delusion. It's a real and present danger to economic health. It's the gambler chasing good money with bad. The smoker puffing away outside the hospital doors. It is unsustainable. If the Prime Minister continues to bury her head in the sand, it will fall on others to act. Neither the country nor Parliament has any say on these measures. That is unacceptable. The economy is not a laboratory experiment for the maddest scientists of the Conservative Party. Mortgages, pensions and family finances are not casino chips for a government intoxicated by dogma. There are many decent Conservative MPs who know this. My message to them is that Labour will work with anyone to ensure some semblance of economic sanity is restored. Now, Keir Starmer has been playing a very careful and clever game, keeping his cards very close to his chest and not really commenting. He refused to call for the resignation of Kwasi Kwarteng and Liz Truss because he knows what effect that would have on the markets. So he's being very careful with his language. And this article goes on. The next headline is, Treasury Committee Chair Mel Stride says delaying OBR forecast could mean higher interest rates. So Mel Stride, the Conservative Chair of the Commons Treasury Committee, told Sky News that if the government publishes the new forecast from the Office for Budget Responsibility before the 3rd of November, when the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee is due to make its next interest rate decision, that might lead to interest rates rise being lower than it otherwise would be. He said, If the MPC has a satisfactory OBR report before that meeting on November 3rd, I would imagine and expect that the interest rate rise will probably not be as high as it otherwise would be. The OBR report, the financial target, would have reassured the markets there would be less concern about inflationary impacts of the government's policy, and therefore the MPC would be putting interest rates up by potentially a little bit less. At the moment, the government is not due to publish the new OBR forecast until the medium-term fiscal plan comes out on the 23rd of November. So the next part of this article, this is just a response on Twitter. Gabby Hinsliff, I don't know who Gabby Hinsliff is, says, lots in what BBC Laura Kerr interview. But what struck with me is Truss confirming she really doesn't care about optics, how things look. This is basically a politics that doesn't care about public opinion, which is to say the least bold. So it's not going to work without public opinion. And never was it likely to. Lucy Fisher says on Twitter, surely Truss can't hold the line this week on refusing to talk about spending cuts to public services, since that's the key factor likely to calm markets and clearly what government is planning, as Simon Clark teed up in the Times interview yesterday. So this is all people responding to interviews that Liz Truss has done and that other people have done. I'm going to skip all the Twitter-based stuff because I think it's garbage, quite honestly. And that's it. That's the end of that particular article. So I'm going to call that a day. I think it's just a short article. I don't know whether to play some clips. I'll just leave it there, I think, for now. I'll come back later on, maybe play some clips later on.